Hey, everybody, it's Lisa Lampanelli, the Queen of Maine, and you know what? I got my own podcast. Yeah, does everyone have one? Pretty much, but mine's different because I'm going to help you like I help myself. Get Stuffed with Lisa Lampanelli every week is going to teach you how to have the fabulous life that I have. If you don't listen, you're just stupid and don't want to help yourself, so don't even listen. I don't even want you to. But if you do, if you disobey my orders and listen, you can go to feralaudio.com or download it from iTunes. But again, don't listen. I don't even care. Feral Audio.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, Georgia.
Hi, Allie.
Welcome to Slumber Party.
Slumber Party.
I'm so happy to be here also.
Thank you.
I have an idea. Why don't we tell each other something that we learned?
Okay. Let's start with one thing we learned this week.
That's a great idea.
What'd you learn?
You go first.
Okay. I learned something so funny because it just shows how stupid the human brain, I mean, like how great the human brain is because it's so stupid. Okay.
So I couldn't be more ready for this.
Okay. So this made me laugh so hard. So synesthesia.
Yes.
It's when you associate other senses with other senses.
Sure. So right? You taste sounds, you see colors.
Right. You see like how you see letters
and
numbers that are colors.
Yes.
That's
that
what
happens
you do.
To me. Right.
So Allie will remember like a date because it's like, well, August is blue and 13 is red and green.
That's so insulting because August is golden orange and 13 is white and green. Okay. But continue.
So, okay. This is fucking hilarious.
Okay.
So roughly 1 in 10,000 people have synesthesia. I read this article.
What?
Let's see. Okay.
I think most people just don't know they have it. So it's reported low.
That's probably true. But... So if you grew up in the 70s or 80s, they did this test, and it turns out that a lot of the colors that the numbers and the letters are associated to is a specific brand. It's a specific Fisher-Price fridge magnet.
No!
So the magnets that have the numbers and letters that you used to play with as a kid?
No. Oh, I need to check this out. Do you have a chart?
It says the study finds that more than 6% of American synesthesiasts have color associations that match a particular Fisher-Price fridge magnet set.
I'm so in love with all of this information.
Wait,
you don't have a chart that says, because I want to test my numbers.
Well, you can test it, but
because I was born in the late 50s.
Let's see. And then it says,
this is the best thing I've ever heard.
I know, isn't this amazing? Yeah,
it's like you don't have a synesthesia, you just remember shit from when you were tiny. That's
it says,
so
a certain
great.
Fisher Price alphabet magnet set manufactured from 1971 to 1990 directly maps onto some adult synesthesia's color associations.
This is thrilling.
So it's like a huge percent of people who thought they had synesthesia.
What if that's my situation?
We should test that.
Okay,
I didn't want to infer that that was yours.
I don't care. Why would I be insulted?
Did you have that as a kid?
I don't know. I mean, everyone had fridge magnets.
What if they can tell like how cheap your parents are? Because they're like, they bought this at the 99 cent store.
They're like Kroger brand. and all of the letters are upside down. And also they're in Russian.
And they're like, there's no such color as puke green.
It's puce. It's puce.
There's,
and it's the Greek
no
alphabet.
Color. And K, that's not even a letter.
Oh my God, I want to look so much.
I know. So what'd you learn?
I learned a couple things. First off, I'm going to drop some knowledge on you.
Okay.
TLDR.
Yeah, what does that mean?
It's an internet thing. And you know when you see an internet thing, you're like, I don't get it. I feel a little dumb and old.
Yeah.
It just means...
like porn.
Yeah. Or you're like, is this a sex move? The TLDR? Yeah. I don't know. It just means too long, didn't read.
Shut the fuck up!
STFU, dog!
TLDR, too long, didn't read, but I still have an opinion on it.
Yeah, okay. Or if someone, you can also use it to burn someone if they, like, let's say that you have, like, an emotional person texting you, like, really long texts about something, you can just write back TLDR.
TLDR, but take a Xanax, bro.
That's what I learned.
I love it. That's amazing.
I learned another thing, but I can't right now. Oh, I learned what a Nielsen box looks like. Looks like archaic piece of...
It's an actual box?
Yes, it's an actual box in your house, and it looks like an archaic piece of garbage. It looks like a weird old Atari. The buttons are huge, and you have to physically get up and type in, I'm watching television. And then you have to type another button saying, and I've got two visitors.
Seriously?
And they pay you to have a Nielsen box. And most people are like, I don't want that.
Let's ask our guest if she was a Nielsen family when she was a kid.
That's a great idea.
Hey, our guest is named Sarah Schaefer. And guess what? She's a comedian and she's super funny. Her new stand-up comedy album called Chrysalis is coming out very shortly.
Oh, we love her so
much. And we're really glad she's here.
Oh,
hi, Sarah.
Hi, you guys.
Thanks for being here.
It's very interesting conversation so far.
What do you want to
have that thing where I associate colors and
synesthesia
stuff?
Or a Nielsen box?
I didn't have either.
Oh, shit.
But I don't know. I mean, I agree. Like, maybe I don't know I have it and I just associate things.
Yeah.
I have a weird thing with the calendar.
Oh.
Where I see it as a an oval track.
You have synesthesia?
What is that? What do you
that's
mean?
That's temporal synesthesia.
What does that mean?
I see the calendar year as orbit almost, but it looks like a track in my mind. And when we're in winter, we're like coming around that curve at the end.
That's totally
synesthesia. I have like a very, and it's like the summer is longer. And it's, I think it's from childhood that summer felt forever.
You
summer
have synesthesia. So this is why I think Yay. It's underreported. It's I think mm-hmm. that's called temporal synesthesia. I will forward you an article about it.
And it didn't occur to me that not everyone saw it. Like I thought that's how everyone saw time.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I like described it to someone one time and they were like, what the hell? And
I was like, I love that.
I don't know why. Maybe I saw some, you know, it's like when I was very young learning it, maybe I saw, you know, something on the wall in the classroom.
Yeah.
I think I may have. My sister sees it as a clock with one being January and all the months. So,
oh, wow.
If someone says like something happened in October, do you picture on the track where it is?
Yeah.
So if you're
when
like,
I think about my life, the track has always been there in my head.
Gosh, that would help me, I think.
Yeah. That's how I remember dates is it's, I have a backwards S. And so
it's like I'm 3D in it.
Yeah.
When
you're,
I think about it.
Are you standing in the middle?
No, I'm like you're kind of above it, looking down and like floating over it.
Are you on mushrooms? Are there any cats that come by in the clouds? And
no clouds. Sometimes there's like a hill in the summertime,
that's
like that.
So
it's like a roller coaster
crazy.
Hill that I go over.
Well,
it's a track.
It gets boring.
It's a physical thing
you
that I imagine.
You have synesthesia.
I'm special.
We could have used that for your intro. Synesthesia. Comedian.
That's going to be my next intro when I do a stand-up show.
What did you learn
coming
this week?
To the stage.
What? Sorry. What did you learn this week?
What did I learn this week? I'm reading a book. It's sort of an overall learning thing, but I'm reading a book called Tudor, which is a very dense historical recounting of the Tudor dynasty in England.
Do you need a tutor for it?
Yeah, I do, actually. It's really... I have to concentrate really hard when I read it, and because it's... Every paragraph could be a movie,
God.
A whole movie. It's so much information because the woman who wrote it goes back because we all know Henry VIII and Queen Elizabeth. Like we know,
I don't know anything about this. Can
but
you
she goes back to like Henry V, and then you know how the Tudor family began because back before then it was I had like vague memories of all this, like the Yorks versus the Lancasters, the War of the Roses, the white.
I don't know anything about any of this.
I was an Anglophile growing up, so I paid attention to that
stuff. Can you give us like a brief, like if someone's like, what is a Tudor?
A Tudor is T-U-D-O-R.
Got that. I know that much.
Tudor dynasty is like just a very powerful ruling royal family dynasty in England, and Henry VIII was the one, you know, that had all the wives and created the Church of England and like the Protestant church. Basically he created it because he wanted to get divorced so he could marry Anne Boleyn and have a son.
I am Henry.
That's all I know. Most people's like.
That's all I know.
I'm surprised, Allie, because you seem like you'd be into something like that kind of history.
When it comes to like English history, I have a knowledge just enough to nod along with a conversation.
Yeah.
Also, can I address the fact that we're sitting here in my apartment? It's a million degrees.
Really depressing.
No, and the sun was setting. It was beautiful,
so nice.
Golden light, and then all of a sudden, all the sun just went completely away, and it's totally dark in a matter of 2 minutes.
This is my depressing.
This is crepuscular depression. I'm gonna turn on the light.
I have a hard time, like I think, from being a latchkey kid and like being alone at this time of night.
Oh, it's a sad
when
time.
The light gets to like I'm about to set. I'm like I can't like turn all the lights on in the house.
Oh,
there we
interesting.
Go. Thank you,
it just
Allie.
Went away and, like,
It did. It did.
Oh, you have a pretty view of the sunset.
Thank you. It's good for gramming. Mm-hmm. You just, that's you're true. In your underpants. The mm-hmm. sunset looks good. You gram it from the window.
Gram it.
Should yeah. we? Let's do a slumber party question.
Oh, that's a great
Which
idea.
Which one do you want to do?
Let's ask midnight snack.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Because I know you're hungry. This is a segment we do where we ask people if you're home, mm-hmm. maybe your roommates, maybe your lover, maybe no one's there, maybe you're all alone, mm-hmm. and you're just like, I'm starving, and you put together like the best midnight snack. What's it gonna be?
Oh, I'm really not a midnight snacker.
There you go.
Water.
It's water.
Just a little sip of water with my hands out of the sink. I do that in the middle of the night. I drink out of the sink
like the bathroom
with my
sink?
Hand.
Because, like a squirrel?
Yes, because I'm too lazy to go to the kitchen and get a cup of water.
That's actually that's one of the best midnight snacks I've ever heard. You sound like a forest nymph.
Hand water. I like hand water out of the sink.
I like
out of the
hand
bathroom
water,
sink?
Yeah, because I don't want to go over to the kitchen.
I always have a glass of water next to my bed at night because I get thirsty at night. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure my cat's been sticking his paw in there my entire like.
Oh,
life.
My God. I love that.
Where, I just realized else? It.
I love anything involving paws.
Like putting paws in things. Totally. Mm-hmm.
Where else do his paws go usually? What does he do? Do you walk anywhere with them or bury anything with them?
I don't want to talk about cat litter boxes.
How are your allergies?
Right. Well, I'm probably healthy, though, because I drink cat litter water.
You're like germaphobe.
I know.
I drink this shit.
Okay.
I don't get up in the middle of the night and eat, but if I'm like
not middle,
hungry
like,
at night.
Not like ambient binging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's say like your favorite movie.
I just shovel down a pizza at 3 a.m.
and then get back in bed.
Oh, wait. What's another slumber party question? I don't have my note cards in front of us.
How about...
Help me out, G-Money.
Oh, gosh.
Perfect day.
Perfect day.
Okay. Perfect day, right? Mm-hmm. Speaking of good sleep. So perfect day start to finish. You can be anywhere. You can do anything. You can teleport if you want. If you need to resurrect someone from the dead, from history to hang out with, you can do that. God. That's a new one. We haven't pulled the resurrection card.
Day.
But
the dead resurrection one.
Well, no, but I mean, I think you can add that to your perfect day.
I agree.
It's a new feature.
I agree. I'm just thinking of what I want to eat. For brunch. That's all I can think about when that question comes up.
Is what you would have for brunch?
Yeah.
What would you have for brunch?
I don't know. That's what I'm thinking about.
Beer.
Beer.
And sink water.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Have you guys ever woken up somewhere tropical?
Woken up? Mm-hmm. Like and not known how I got there?
No. Like gone somewhere tropical.
Yes.
I've never been anywhere tropical.
Really?
Like,
what are we talking? Like Hawaii tropical?
Sure.
You've never been to Hawaii? I just went for the first time last year and it was phenomenal.
Really? Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Went to Kauai.
Which, is that one of the rocky ones?
It's more of like Jurassic Park, like green and lush. And like they call it like the Garden Island. It's really beautiful.
That's where I want to go.
Good it's gracious. Less resorty and more just like cottages and stuff. And
what did you do?
Oh man, I just like looked at beauty.
Do you cross it off your to-do list every day?
Yeah, the first morning we were there, we went, because we got there late at night and it was raining. And the house we were staying in was super nice. It was me, my boyfriend, and some friends. And we get there, and it's like, you know, we knew from the pictures that it was going to be a great view. It was like up on a bluff. And like in the morning, we all woke up because we're on like, I was on East Coast time. So I was awake at like 4.
Oh, gross.
At the time. And then we all wake up and we watch the sunrise, and it was so gorgeous. It was just like, I couldn't believe we were there. And then we went and got breakfast at this place. It was also gorgeous and like just delicious and fresh and like healthy. And I started crying during breakfast because I was so happy.
Oh my God.
And it was really embarrassing. And everyone laughed and it became like a whole thing, like a cute thing about me. But at first I was like, oh God. But that's like my perfect day is something like that probably. But I love like hiking. In like a forest.
Yeah.
And
where are you from again?
I'm from Virginia.
So there's forests there, right?
Mm-hmm. I love the smell of a forest.
Do you miss that being out here? Because how long have you been in LA? A couple
One
years?
Year.
1 year?
Mm-hmm. I miss the smell of leaves, like dead leaves.
But you lived in New York forever. Yeah. So you're right. Yeah.
Oh, I was so fucking done with that.
I just realized that
you're done with it.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about you before on this podcast. I just remember
really?
Something.
Oh, which one?
Remember when I told you her boyfriend is the one that collects He-Man toys.
We've talked the about
one.
It.
He's the only one.
We've talked about it.
Because my boyfriend's obsessed with wrestling. So I talked about, isn't it weird when guys have a thing that they love that you're like, wait, what? People have that thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And mine boyfriend's is wrestling.
And mine is He-Man. And G.I. Joe.
Mine,
I mean, he has a lot of things he loves.
Really?
He loves wrestling now too because of
my boyfriend. Sorry.
Wait, he always liked wrestling, but not to that extreme.
Oh, he took him to the indie wrestling.
It was early in the morning and he starts telling me the entire minute by minute play by play of the going to the wrestling match. And I mean, I really was like trying to be like supportive and be, oh my gosh, that's so fun. But I really was like, shut the fuck up. I don't care. You know, because Scott gets really excitable when he's like retelling me stories and he gets loud. Like, and I feel like I'm being yelled at. I feel like I'm being yelled at. And I know that's my thing and I have sensitive hearing, but
I'm the exact same way. And I've shushed and he'll come home from a thing like that and he's super excited.
Well, think about the environment they just left. Right. They just left.
Right. Well, this is a few days later that he's still at this level. But he got worked up.
I can't deal with it. And then I like feel bad for the neighbors who are like, I know you're being loud.
Oh my God, this is my life. You know what it is? And you might have this.
I have a hearing sensitivity for sure. What?
Okay. So do you have ringing in your ears? Do you have tinnitus?
Yeah, perhaps sometimes. Yeah.
Okay. So you have that.
Yeah.
If you have tinnitus, you can also, it can be hand in hand with, I think it's called hyperacusis. There's two types. There's hyperacusis where sounds are very loud to you.
Uh-huh.
And you're not, when I found this out, this is last year I found this out.
Yeah.
I almost started crying because I felt, oh my God, I'm not just being a bitch.
Yeah.
Like it truly does sound piercing, painful loud to me, especially when I'm in a really quiet room. Like even just like rustling, I'll just be like, God, shut up. Just be quiet.
It gives me like I can't concentrate on what the person's saying because I'm so anxious about the
how
volume.
Loud they are.
Yeah, yes. And it's not everyone. Like Allie, you never do that.
Really?
No.
I feel like I talk too much.
No.
That's yeah, a different I do. Thing.
That's the math that you
I
always
have that.
Take.
That's true.
What is
hyperacusis? Is when you're sensitive to sound.
I think I am because I don't listen to music in the car.
It can come from hearing damage, which is associated with tinnitus, and you know all that. So.
Well, the damage of going to raves as a teenager and punk shows could have done that.
Yeah,
for sure. My boyfriend's just too fucking loud sometimes.
Well, no, that too. I don't think he seems. I've never seen him get excited about wrestling. I feel like he reserves that for a behind the curtain type of situation. Mm-hmm. But I do know you have very sensitive hearing. Like you walked into my apartment and I like ran to my phone to go turn off the music because I knew that you would be so annoyed by it. And then I like didn't. You walked in and I was like, I'm not done turning out the.
I sound like an abusive boyfriend.
No, this is like.
I just can't concentrate on if there's music playing. I can't listen to the person talking.
I can see you get like increasingly agitated at like. If there's like, if there's noise or whenever we're on set, like Georgia will be like, we'll tell the set, the whole set to hold for sound in the middle of a take because she'll hear like a leaf blower 10 doors down, which is true
because
she can hear better than I, but I'll be like, there'll be like a seagull on my face and we'll be shooting. I'm like, oh, what's the problem?
Like, I don't, that's true.
Yeah. You have really sensitive hearing.
Are you Jewish?
Maybe you have good hearing.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying, I think that's a great thing.
No, I know. My hearing is messed up.
Huh.
It's so good to be aware of your environment.
Yeah.
Because then if someone slicks up on you with
a... Yeah, but then I feel like a dick because I'm always telling people to please lower their voices a little bit.
Oh my God, some people need that. And you feel like such an asshole, but like...
Yeah. And Vince always goes to... I know he doesn't mean it like that, but...
I know, Scott gets so mad at me because I'm just like, you are being so loud. And he's like, God, no, I'm not. And I'm like, the other night he was, I don't know what he was playing a video game in some rickety chair that's always been in there. But for some reason this time it sounded like, and when there was like, you have got to play like in a different chair. I cannot.
Get him a beanbag. Get in this beanbag.
He normally sits on the edge of our guest bed. And I think he was in the chair. He likes to be very close to the TV.
Does he play a lot of video games?
Yes.
That's one thing I'm happy about is, and I've been with guys who play a lot of video games, is that my current one does not play video games.
He'll like play them. Kind? I'll walk into a room where someone's playing a video game and like their brain's exploding.
Oh yeah, it's so gnarly.
Oh, speaking of sound sensitivity, the sound of a shoot 'em up video game is like daggers in my brain.
Is that
like,
really realistic?
Or yeah, what's it? Yeah. Well, it's like a war zone. Like, why would you want a war zone in your apartment?
Yeah,
I don't know. Like choppers and like just like explosions, and then so he wears headphones, nice headphones, and he plays, and he sits really close to TV, and he plays Call of Duty, where it's like that's what he's playing now. He gets in different phases, but right now he's playing Call of Duty, and he plays with my brother, his brother, and like strangers,
like in a walkie-talkie style.
Like he has like headphones on that he can talk.
Yeah, into. They talk to each other. They call each other all kinds of terrible things.
Yeah, no. It's really racist and misogynistic in there.
Don't be racist.
Yeah, they use
and
all
then,
kinds of words.
So, but this is my impression of him when I'm in the other room and I know he's playing and I can hear him. This is all I hear. Just like every 5 minutes, I hear, "Sorry." Oh, man, sorry. Sorry. He's, like, the most polite Call of Duty player.
Because he fucked up someone else over.
Yeah, he, like accidentally shoot his teammate or whatever.
Oh, my God.
And then once in a while, he'll go, "Fuck!" Sorry.
You sound sensitive.
That didn't bother
people
me
people on
all.
A couch yelling, "Fuck," to each other.
Oh, my God.
Is there any... Do you have a vice like that? Is there something that you're like, "Yeah, I wasted 6 hours. Fuck you."
Oh, God, Twitter, unfortunately. And TV, but not really Twitter, but TV.
What are you watching?
I'm obsessed with everything.
I'm watching all the things at once. You have 17
TVs? I'm obsessed with TV.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you like?
Okay, so my number one show is Game of Thrones, which you might have been able to predict, given the fact that I'm reading Tudor.
Yes.
That's fair. Yeah,
a lot of parallels
sense.
There. I mean, I'm watching, like, Empire, Scandal, Grey's Anatomy, Lifelong.
Oh, really? You get in the shit.
I get in the shit.
You commit.
And then I go and I watch all the... Like, my friend texts me and she's like, "Have you seen Togetherness?" I just watched the entire show last night.
Which one is that again?
That's the Duplass brothers one.
Oh, I like those brothers.
Yeah, it's a cute show. It's not my favorite. It's not enough. Like, I need some drama in there that's more extreme.
You can tell people who are into TV by like, okay, so everyone watches House of Cards and everyone's watching Jinx right now and everyone's watching...
And I do watch. I am done with those. But, like,
but when you get deeper and you're like Empire or you're like Grey's Anatomy still, then you're like, you're fucking deep in
the
it.
The Good Wife.
Yeah. What's your routine for writing? Like, do you find that you...
Does it sound like I have time for writing?
I don't know. I wonder if you like, as an East Coaster or New Yorker, like, you get up early and get like a coffee, or if you're one of those, like, it's 1 a.m. and you're like, "I have a great idea, I'm gonna work until 5
oh no, I have to sleep.
You should sleep.
But it's tough because, like, I've always had jobs up until this past year, a job I had to go to. Mm-hmm. Whether it was related to this business or not, I had a job and I was very good at working a job and working on my own stuff and just like being firing on all cylinders, working at night, working in the morning, working on the subway, like anytime I had a break at work, doing my own thing plus the job that I had. Then I moved to LA and I didn't have a job and I just like spiraled out into like a depression, which I'm still really struggling with, where I've had a really good motivation in the past few weeks. I read something that just like works in my head where
What is it?
It's really stupid, but like, there's this blog called The All, AWL.
Mm-hmm. Heard of it.
And they have an advice column, and this guy, one of the founders, does advice. And a woman wrote in saying that she hates herself for not working at BuzzFeed.
I fucking read the shit out of that, and
I didn't read it.
So good.
And I have no interest in working at BuzzFeed, but I related to her feelings so much.
Totally.
You just replace BuzzFeed with whatever thing that you feel like is shutting you out in this business. You know, whatever business you're in and like you feel rejected, that's your white whale.
And there's someone doing it, but there's like internet famous people doing it better.
Yeah. And so his response to her was such a smack in the face. Like, wake the hell up, dumb. You know, like,
it was incredible.
Screaming at me. And I'm telling you, it has just in the past few days, I have been like, stop wasting your stupid time and worrying. The past year I've been in just fighting a lot of negative thinking and like comparing myself to other people. And just like making up paper tigers that I'm fighting alone in my stupid apartment when I could just be doing, like, go back to the way I was, which was like a powerhouse.
And mm-hmm. realize that whatever, even if they do succeed, and they probably will, it has no bearing on your life.
It has nothing
whatsoever.
To do with me. Yeah. And like, one of the things that he said that really got me was, like, he mentioned a few internet bloggery types. Yeah. Roxanne Gay.
He mentioned Dory, our friend.
Oh, yeah, Dory. I love her.
Yeah, she's great.
And like, he mentioned a few people, and he was like, those people are sweating it. They're totally. Staying up all night. And I was like, yeah. Oh my God, I've got to get back to who I was.
I like that he didn't be like, those are unhappy people. He was those people are working really fucking hard too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not easy for them.
And he also the good point of like, why is that what you want?
Right.
Like, you know, clearly you like, and he was kind of like, you're not good enough for them. Like, you're not doing anything interesting.
Totally.
Ooh, I want to read this.
Oh my God, I've got to fucking, and it's been trying to, because I'm still kind of stuck in my like ways.
Mm-hmm.
So the past few days I've been like, I have a lot to do and I just have had major motivational problems, like getting off the couch or like, I mean, just classic depression type stuff.
Been there.
And so doing it feels like I'm wading through like peanut butter
trying
to like do it. But I've been like, just do it because it's starting to get a little easier.
What would your dream job be? Writing a comedy half hour, writing a scripted full?
It keeps switching, but like, because I'm developing two shows right now, and one is a scripted show and one is a more like new satire show. And I like both ideas so much that I'm just like, well, whichever one goes. But the scripted one is more personal, and so I feel somewhat more excited about that one.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, the goal has become, I want to have a production company that is successful and has offices.
Oh, like a snack room and like a copier.
Yes.
Like snacks. Staff emails. And that we make things and we make friends things. And
I love it.
We're a company. And like, so I'm really pushing these ideas that star me so that I can try and get more fame, even though fame is not interesting to me at all anymore after like having literally a cool breeze of it like just past my face for 1 second.
It's not convenient, fame. I'm not famous, but I see people who are and I'm like, you can't go anywhere.
Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want that. But I want enough of a name that can speed up this process.
Yeah.
I'm almost 37. Okay. We got to get the ball rolling if I want to.
I thought you were late 20s. Yeah.
It's really going well with my face right now.
The breeze.
But when the face falls, I'm going to look my age.
And
it'll be interesting. But
love it. That's really...
Keep it up with a little enough sink water. Keep hydrated.
Yeah. I don't fuss with it too much, you know?
I just went to the dermatologist today and she was like, head to toe, you're doing everything wrong with your body.
Really?
What?
Yes.
You look great though.
Thank
so
you.
I don't know what...
She said, good job on the sunscreen. But I'm using this on my face, and she was like, yeah, I saw that on the forums. I was going to address that later.
What are you using on your face?
I was just swabbing it.
Face peels?
No, I was using hydrogen peroxide as a toner.
No.
Oh,
girl.
Al, as a toner?
I don't know. It seemed works on cuts and stuff, and that'd keep the skin clear.
What did she say?
She was like, I don't, if you run out, why don't you use kerosene? You know, she was like, don't, what are you doing?
Oh,
so she's like, take all the soaps you're using, replace them with $10 Cetaphil. And I was like, she's like,
that's
Cetaphil.
What I use. She loves been using forever.
That's why you look amazing. But she was like, she's like, throw it in garbage. And then she's like, what are moisturizer are you using? And I'm like, I don't know, this thing that costs like $50. And she's like, and then she started laughing at me. Anyway, so I'm doing everything wrong. And I'm a BuzzFeed article. You're doing your body wrong. You're wearing your skin wrong.
Wake up call.
It's so dry out here, though.
It is.
I mean, you're out here for a year. Are you feeling like it's too not humid enough?
My legs are dry.
So are mine.
But I this is part of my depression. Mm-hmm. I think I didn't. Someone did. A doctor did not verbally say this to me, but I put the pieces together, which made so that my none of this might be true. But I. When I moved out here, and I've always been crazy about sunscreen and not letting sun touch my skin. And, you know, it has nothing to do with anything other than I just don't like it. Don't want to feel burnt.
No cancer. Cancer's fine. No cancer. But the sensation of the sun is disgusting.
Beer probably isn't helping the situation. But anyway, so we all have our things. So when I moved out here, I was like, I'm in LA and it's on. I have got to be very careful with my sunscreen, and I've switched to organic, which is the worst. So gross. I finally found one kind that actually is somewhat like real sunscreen, but it's still really greasy. And I would like put it on every time I would go, like every day.
Good job.
And I would wear hats, and you know, and then by midsummer I was like feeling really depressed.
Yeah.
Oh no.
I go to the doctor, you can see where this is going. Yes. I go to the gyno. And she was, I'm never going there again. She like was running a racket to like make more money and like was like, can I just do, we're just going to do some blood tests. Mm. I'm glad it happened. But she was like ran all these like regular blood tests, like just to see where I was at physically. And I was like, that's not usually what a gyno does, but okay.
Yeah.
She did other things that made me uncomfortable. But
well.
She ate me out. No, I'm just kidding.
I think that's good customer service.
Can I get her number?
It was very strange. Old Russian woman. So they call me and they're like, everything's normal, except you have very low vitamin D.
Me too. Oh, I have the same thing.
Vitamin D deficiency. So I start looking it up and I'm like, this, I could basically have given myself seasonal affective disorder in the spring and summertime in LA.
I know.
Yeah. By not letting, and I did all this, and I talked to my sisters, and they were like, oh, I've been through the same thing. My doctor told me, like, that you can have 20 minutes of sun on your skin. It's fine. Like, don't freak out.
You don't have to get it specifically on your face either. Like, yeah, that's like, my big thing. Is just
I wear
don't
a hat when I, because I run and walk around town, you know, about. Exercise. I was going to say the town. Reservoir, but that's so, like,
LA. No, that's what we
love the reservoir.
So I do that, and so I wear a hat, and then I don't put anything on my arms, and then I have a better workout experience.
Do you feel, have you felt it? I do that, and I've been taking a vitamin D.
I've been taking vitamin D.
Do you feel better?
Oh, way better than I did. Hmm. I'm still dealing with, like, just a lot of the fallout of the past year, but...
Is this your first experience with depression?
Yeah. Like, in this... I was depressed my freshman year. In college,
like a lot of people are.
It's really interesting to what
changes.
Yeah,
I mean, a big move.
That's true.
A whole new set of people. Yes. A whole different
new set of people.
You know,
crashing down of having a TV show and then not. Even though I wasn't
totally
devastated when they canceled, I was like, okay, you know. But the long term effect of like, and I missed my friends that because like my best friends in the world were on staff. We'd hired people that I had been working with for years prior.
Did they kill them?
And they
They executed the whole staff, or
yeah, they're all dead.
Okay. That sucks.
That's what MTV does. They kill you.
That's scary. And moving to LA like kind of means something too. It means like this is what you want is to be in this industry. Mm. Like living in New York is kind of you can just do that and love New York and not necessarily be like I'm going to be in it. This is why
it's
I'm
in your
here.
Face. Here yeah. more you know,
LA
like,
is college every I mean you know in yeah. college that one thing you talk to everyone about is like so where are you from well, I'm from Missouri like in LA where are you from what's your major is your major sitcoms is it drama is your major acting like are you a musician it's like it's a huge art school full of the country's most narcissistic adults
Fuck, you're
so
right.
It's hard when you come out here but I mean the thing is like you have to just find what you want to make and then focus on making it and hopefully making it works instead of, but if you look around and you're like, this person has this many Twitter followers, this person's you'll kill yourself.
Yeah, it's so,
you can't do that.
When that wasn't even a part of our fucking life 7 years ago.
I know.
And now it's like, how many faves did this get? How many, oh my God. Blah,
blah, blah. You can quantify your whole existence.
That is, I mean, it's killing us. It's killing us.
I think it also makes a lot of comedy writers maybe up until a point second guess their writing because you're at a weird teeter. There's a weird teeter on Twitter where you're like, some people have so many followers that they could literally just like put in brackets, fart and then tweet it out and it'll get a bazillion everything.
That's true.
But then there's this
and
other
I check those people every single day just to make myself feel better.
See how they're doing.
I'm like cutting. I'm like I go on. And
I know.
Let me just check this person's Twitter and be like, what is this bitch up to? And I've been this way for a long time, but it's been pretty bad.
We all do. I think even the best people are do that, and we're all aware. Like these, the three of us in here, us ladies, are not like competitive to a fault. We're not mean. We like other women. We're friends with women. It's not like we're this mean, competitive people. But So even people like us fucking check these things and feel bad about ourselves or feel jealous or feel like...
You got to sniff the competition. See, but you know what's funny
is... they have
is
nothing to do with us.
You guys both have boyfriends. So you might look at other people's professional things. But for me, since I'm single, instead
you're
looking
at their Instagram.
I'm looking at personal shit. Because I feel like I have control over professional shit. I can work harder. I worked until 3 in the morning last night doing weird fucking financial shit. And I incorporated today. And I invent
girl.
Thanks very much. I almost, by the way, I want to ask what you want your production company to be named, because I think that that's important.
Yeah.
But I think, so I feel like I don't have control over personal stuff, because that you don't know who you're going to meet, you don't know how it's going to go, you don't know if someone's going to be a dick. So I check is my ex boyfriend engaged? Who's he dating? And it's the worst poison.
Really hard. I actually have got it under control somewhat but. There's a weakness on the phone. So on the computer, I have software installed that on whatever websites I choose, I can only spend 20 minutes total.
That's great.
And then it blocks it. And in order for me to get to change the settings, I have to do some psycho assignment where it's like, type this paragraph perfectly with no mistakes. Wow. And then you can go into your settings.
That's like having a DUI thing on your
car. It's called Stay Focused, but without the E. So it's Stay Focused SD. Yeah. Stay Focused.
Can you do that on your phone? I need that on my phone for night.
So on the phone, they don't have that. And
what?
So what
Why don't
I
they
did,
make that? Stay Focused,
they
people?
Need a thing where you can control how long you're in an app, but they don't have that technology yet.
Why?
I've done massive research. So what I did a workaround on my phone, and I now have reinstalled Tweetbot okay, so here's what I did for a while, because it was really, this is really negative, and I was like, I just need a fucking break from all this. But as you know, we need, in this business, you need Twitter to promote your, I'm on the road, I need to promote my shows.
Totally.
I can't not have it right now. I'm not, whenever I hear a starlet, Jennifer Lawrence being like, I don't do social media.
Because you're really fucking successful.
And I'm
I know.
You're done.
Recognize your privilege, girl.
Totally.
So I'm just so I had parental control. I went into the parental controls and I made it so that I deleted the app of Twitter app. I'm not even on Facebook anymore.
Because
that became a super negative place. Because the arguments are much more in depth.
Oh, God.
Because people can, I got off of that. And I did parental controls, and the password to change the settings, I had my boyfriend set. So I could not change the settings, but that so that I couldn't go into Safari, because I found myself going into Safari.
Shit.
It's an addiction.
It's an addiction.
So, but then I reinstalled the app, and now I'm out of control again, but I've got Tweetbot now, which I'm using slowly. I'm building it so that, I have a list. And I call it, it's like a private list that no one can see, of people that I call acceptable.
Uh-huh.
And I'm gradually building that list. And then I'm going to make that what I see when I go into Twitter.
Oh, so you're...
So
but
I can't
you unfollow... You can't unfollow people you don't want to, all right?
I don't want to unfollow people that might notice and be drama, But there's the mute button now, which helps.
Yeah,
that. But I have a problem with searching people. So you can't change. So unless I block the person, which I don't want them to know that I blocked them. So it's
God, this is so... Why is this something I'm even spending time on?
We shouldn't have access to any of this stuff. Mm-mm. I shouldn't have access to see if my ex-boyfriend is engaged or not. I shouldn't.
Who's engaged?
No. Well,
good. They're not.
I dumped him, but I still am he was so cute. Oh, he was so cute. And his new girlfriend's so cute. You know what I mean? Why do I know that?
Well,
it's so dumb.
Curiosity. I hate that. What I do is I started Instagram, which I enjoy. And then I go and I run out of that because it's 1:30 in the morning and everyone else is sleeping and no one's Instagram anymore. So then I go to Facebook and I read articles. And then it's there's no new Facebook articles because that's all I've been doing all day is reading those. So then I go to Twitter, which I don't even fucking like.
You don't like Twitter.
I hate
Twitter. Does like Twitter?
I like Twitter for one thing and one thing only. That is an actual positive. I like Twitter when I, am voyeuristically watching someone fight with someone. I get a thrill from that, but that's not positive.
Yeah, no.
A positive thing that I actually like about Twitter is that I purposely follow people that are different from me and are completely from different worlds. And I love learning about other people's what's important to them. So like stuff with Ferguson and stuff with, I mean, just like they'll follow a lot of feminist stuff and like, you know, yeah, I'm an SJW. Do you know what that stands for?
Sarah Jessica Walker.
That's what people think it is. It's social justice warrior, which is used as a derogatory term.
What?
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's SJW is like a derogatory term that, that like male activists use to say, oh, you're just an SJW.
Gross.
Yeah, I am. I want things to be better for people who like, are like disenfranchised.
The fighting for other people. You're just fighting for civil rights.
Dare you?
You got me.
You know, it goes into that whole like PC police. Like there's a really huge anti-PC movement.
Yeah.
And there always has been. But those, to me, I'm like, you're doing the same thing that the people you hate are doing. You're making a big fucking stink and you're telling me what I can and cannot do.
Yeah.
So you are them.
Yeah.
This is just a big circle. And I'm most of the people that care about equality and all that stuff aren't part of the outrage machine. And that's when I get like, I tweeted about it today. I got really frustrated because like I read something, and this is something that people I think in the comedy business deal with. I think women in comedy struggle with this. Like we deal with a lot of bullshit.
Yeah.
Sexism and stuff. And if you don't, if you're a female comedian and you're listening to this and you're like, I don't experience any sexism. It's like going great for me. I mean, like, just wait. And also like I have a friend who's, or not a friend, she's an acquaintance. She's another comedian. And I heard her saying one time, like, I've never experienced sexism in this business. And I know something that somebody, a gatekeeper guy, said about her that is the most sexist fucking, I'd never say it to her because no way would I ever want her to know. But I know because somebody fucking told me. And I'm like, you don't even know.
Yeah.
Like you're over there acting like it's not affecting you. And it is like this. You didn't get into a thing because a guy said, I'm like, because he said you were too ugly.
Like, what?
I don't I can't. I can't get into it. But you know,
You can't say anything because it doesn't make her feel any better.
Right. Well, and why tell her that? Like, I just, you know, so. But that's my thing is like sexism does exist in this world and in this business, especially for, you know, and in not even especially, it's across the board.
Yeah.
I'm not saying comedians have it worse than anybody else, but it's part of a discussion right now.
It's super frustrating. I think anyone even just talking about it and going on a podcast and talking about it is helpful. I think it's so much more convenient if everyone just shuts up. Like we were talking about this before we started rolling tonight is we have all three of us, all three women with microphones right now, have been told by a network executive, we like you, but we don't want to put women on a show.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. Like, this was told to me last week by a major network saying, your ideas are too female. I want to be like, do you hear yourself? Like, how is that okay for you
to say?
Make up a lie. Like, I'd rather you lie to me and say, oh, well, we already have an idea like that. Or, oh, we just don't have room for an idea. But thank you. You know, like, but they had to say that. And now I feel, what's wrong with me? Because there are other women on that network. And I'm like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah, we just
am I the right kind of woman?
Kind of woman.
And it's like, that's why when a guy is like downplaying it and going, God, you know, like you're exaggerating. I've been treated since day one in comedy that I'm making this up. I've been told.
That's so ridiculous.
You know, this is, you're imagining this, you know, this is like, you just want something to be mad about or whatever. And I'm just like, you haven't been told you're too male for something.
Can you imagine if Home Improvement? You're like, Tim Allen was pitching Home Improvement. They're like, I don't know. It just sounds really, he uses tools and he grunts. He just sounds so male. That would never happen.
One time I complained about this exact thing on Twitter and somebody, I'm not going to name names, but somebody kind of came back at me and was like, and this is like, he would die if he knew that he was doing this.
He
thinks of himself as pretty progressive. I'm like, he mansplained to me what demos are. And like, he was like, isn't that how demos work? And I was like, dude, I know, but like, you're not, like, I could go in there and pitch a show about golf.
Yeah.
But because it's hosted by this woman, he'd be like, it's too female. Or how will this appeal to our male audience? Like, I watch shows all the time with all men in it.
Oh, yeah.
And movies. And
all
I'm
the time.
Enjoying it. I'm entertained by it because that's the norm. That's the status quo. So I don't, I'm just tired of women being considered like niche or like that.
Yeah.
There's no way men would enjoy. And that's not men. That's not the audience saying that.
Yeah.
That's the network executives thinking.
Yeah.
That they know their audience. That they, I mean, it's, I just noticed this a lot in network, a lot of networks with their demos.
Yeah.
And MTV was like this. They think the demo is dumber than they are.
Yeah.
And so they feed them the lowest common denominator stuff and say, here, this is what we think you want. And of course, that's what they gobble up because it's being, you know, hand fed to them. But why not try to push a little bit?
I know.
And try to be just a slightly more intelligent, because your audience is probably more intelligent than you're giving them credit for.
I think that tends to be the case. And then there's, and then there'll be these like breakout hits and you're like, yeah, the smart shows.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like, fuck.
It's fucking good.
Yeah, I know. It's like no one wants to take a risk that they're going to alienate all the, you know, flyover people or whatever. But I think all the flyover people are probably like, fuck, I'm so sick of Duck Dynasty. I don't think anyone really wanted to watch Duck Dynasty or Her Honey Boo Boo. I think there was like a voyeuristic aspect. Yeah. And then they're like, oh, this is all anyone will feed us.
It's the same thing with Jersey Shore. You know, Jersey Shore was a highly entertaining show in the beginning because it was a world we'd never seen before.
Yeah.
And then we got tired of that world, especially nowadays. This is a cycle with all reality TV, is like reality TV is so self-aware now that it's like, we get to see into a new world or a new group of people, but those people already know the game.
Yeah.
And so they're already like lining up their shampoo line.
Oh God.
And they're, you know, and it's all like, how am I going to use my 15 minutes? And I respect those people for trying to be business savvy and knowing, like Snooki, you know, like knowing that her time is running out at MTV, and that she's putting out workout video, you know, like workout books and like, you know, continuing her brand for her fans.
Did she ever have a line of pickles? I feel like the one thing I know about Snooki is that she's pickles.
She's done a lot of stuff.
Why doesn't she have Snooki's pickles? You take that, Snooki.
She put out slippers, a line of slippers.
Oh, God bless her. God bless her.
She's done a lot of, you know, and then you do Dancing with the Stars, you know, and there's that whole world. Yeah. And that's dumb. We have plenty of dumb TV. Like, I know. That's what I just like. Ugh,
I think maybe that's good. You should look at the last year of you incubating some good ideas.
Yeah.
Oh, Do you know what I mean?
Ideas.
That's cooking. Good, though. Sometimes you need to just like curl up and incubate some shit and watch everything and take it all in and see what is missing and then figure out how you want to make it better. I think that that's like, I do think that there's something about like the rumination process that is overlooked or underappreciated. Like, there's a time when you have to sit and stare at a wall and figure out what you're not seeing and what you need. And that's when things kind of have to grow.
I just realized I never answered your writing question. And that is, I was going to say that a lot of my writing process is not writing, and it's just
taking it in.
I'm trying to write this essay right now, and I just was like, I need to not think about it, and then it will come. And it, you know, it's like, have it in there, you know, like simmering.
Yeah.
But just like, let it, don't force it. Cause once I force it, then it's bad.
And then the more of other people's articles that you read, whether it motivates you positively or motivates you, cause you're like, I could fucking do better than this. Like, you know, the shit I'm reading it on Facebook at 1:30 in the morning, like that article, what was the guy's name?
I don't know how to say his name.
The owl.
C-H-O-I-R-E. How do you say that name?
C-H-O-I-R-E.
I don't know. I feel like I've met him before.
Let's check and see how many Twitter followers he has. I think it is a problem when you're, once you're verified, I think people think you can attend. You know, we're not, for some reason, George and I are not verified on Twitter. We don't have a lot of followers, but still, I guess once someone could impersonate you or something. I think
it's one of the most.
I think once you get the blue check, everyone's just
things ever.
Oh, it's the dumbest. But
I'm glad I have my little check mark.
But I think that means people. I think that's a target, though, where people are like, oh, you're famous, so you're not a real person, so I can just attack you. I think that once the check mark is by your name, you are
your property. Yeah.
Your public domain, and people can just be like, you're not a person. You're a cardboard cut out of a famous person that I can throw my feces at like a monkey.
It's weird to get emails that like, tell Allie and Georgia that I love them, and you're like, or tell Allie and Georgia I read this book. And you're like, why wouldn't we be reading our own
email? This is our email, bitch. Yeah. I'm sitting here in my pajamas at 1 in the morning, cycling through social media, reading your emails. Wait, well, I think we have some good hates. These are all good fuck thats. We always play fuck that at the end. Fuck that is one thing we hate so much. We're like, fuck.
Oh gosh, that. I feel like that's all I've talked
about. No, that's great. Fuck that is our favorite segment. And then one thing that we love so much that we would fuck that. Like slow bone it.
To end on a positive thing.
But what's one thing that you hate?
Georgia? I wrote bruises. I hate bruises on my butt, which I get all the time.
Wait, what?
I think I'm really clumsy and I don't even know it.
Well, wait, how many bruises do you have in your butt like on my right hips. Now?
Like, not on my butt proper.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hip bruises. Yeah.
I always have a couple fucking hip bruises.
Buttoning really? Things.
I think you're I walk into drawers a lot. I think I don't close my drawers all the way at home and I walk into them at all. What do you hate?
I think you just look like an American Apparel model.
Hey. Okay.
Just a sexy bruise on the leg and... All you need are vacant eyes. Yeah.
So ugly.
A Takati can blurry in the background. Come on.
I feel like, you know how I am with like my, if I have my nails done and my purse is clean, I look like an adult who's got their shit together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing with, but if I have a big bruise on my butt, like then I'm clearly like not doing everything.
Then you're an adventurer. John Muir had bruised butts.
You're probably right.
Look, do you think Marco Polo didn't have a bruise on his hip?
It just looks like I got drunk and walked into shit to me.
Well,
which is not.
I think it shows that you're living. I think it's a nice cognac bag that has a water stain here
it's
and there.
It's just so like I'll walk into a tip of a drawer and be like, that's gonna for the next fucking week. Now I'm gonna have this thing. It pisses me off. So
Arnica.
Much.
Put arnica on it.
I don't really know if that works. It could be iron deficiency.
No, you have too much iron in your blood. Remember your CBC came back. Right. Why do I know everything about you?
I don't know.
I know what your whole blood count
can I give
workup
you the,
looks
I,
like.
I have it. Can I give it to you?
Will you look at it? Okay. Yeah, I'll take a gander at your blood work.
Thank you.
That's so gross.
Tell me about myself. What do you hate?
One of my hates just says social media suck. I think we covered that.
Yeah, we did. This is
one thing that I hate so much that you can... Only if you don't experience it, you don't know what I'm talking about. But I live in this old apartment building. We forgot to ask about ghost stories. God damn it. I live in this old apartment building and they're constantly working on the plumbing. Constantly. Someone in some apartment unit has a leak. So they turn off all the water. So every time I come home, every 3 days, I'll just casually turn on the faucet and it won't turn on. And then it'll go.
And
a rush of water will explode out onto my face like gunfire. Cause there's like a pipe fart that's got to come out.
Yeah.
And then
like banging and like, yeah.
And scary. It's rust colored water and it's terrifying. And it's just like, you know, when someone sneaks up behind you and scares you and it's hilarious for them, but you're like, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Yeah.
Never do that again. Did we say what we love?
No, we want to end on love. Do you want to say a hate or do you?
I think I covered my hates.
I loved your hates.
End with Sarah's love.
I loved your hates.
What do you love?
A thing I loved.
Yeah, your hates were good.
I love one day solo vacay.
Oh, yeah, you went to Joshua Tree on your own.
Everyone's got to do it.
Great.
I took a one day solo vacay. I went away in the morning. I stayed overnight somewhere by my fucking self. 2 hours
I've
away.
Done that. It's great.
You come back the next day. Where did you go?
Way back, a long time ago. I can't believe I did this. Who are you? I lived in New Orleans for a year after I graduated from college. So this is like in 2001. Ooh. And I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life and was thinking about moving to New York to pursue comedy, but wasn't sure. And because New Orleans was an easy place to live. I mean, they call it the Big Easy for a reason. And I had a boyfriend at the time and he was like, I don't care what we do. And I was like, I just have to get away. I was like 23 probably.
Oh, you baby.
To get away. Yeah, I know. I'm like laughing at it now. I feel like I was a teenager and I like drove to this place on the Gulf of Mexico in Mississippi. I now know that town is gone. Katrina, like,
fuck.
It's gone. It was one of the hardest. It was like where everything was just leveled.
Jesus.
So the bed and breakfast I stayed in is gone.
Whoa.
Which is crazy. But that was like years later. But anyway, so I go and I stay in this thing. I ate in a restaurant by myself for the first time in my life.
Love it.
And I like thought about what I was going to do. And I drove back and went straight to work the next morning and quit my job.
Nice.
And decided to become a comedian.
Look at that. One day solo vacay.
One day solo vacay. Life. Changing.
Life changing.
Totally. I did that at like 21 or 22 as well to San Francisco. And
one day, did it change your life?
Yeah. I ate Eggs Benedict for the first time ever.
Aww.
Now it's my favorite
food. You love Eggs Benedict. Wait, when was the last time either one of you took a one day solo vacay?
Well, I'm on the road.
You're on
a lot,
the road
so
a lot.
Like
that's not a vacation.
But I did but I try to do things. Like last week I went on a hike in the Redwood Forest in Northern California because I've never seen a big tree before.
Big
ass tree. And I went on a hike by myself, which is the first time I'd really done a real hike by myself, which was kind of scary. I realized, like, oh, I don't have reception.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Like, if something happened, I would just have to crawl out of here and wait. But I didn't go. I went on a, you know, I was like, it, the risk is here is very low.
Yeah.
But I was like, what if a fucking mountain lion comes out, you know?
Seriously.
But it was wonderful.
What about you, George?
Really nice.
What do I love? Well, no, when was the last time you went on a one day?
Oh, I don't do that.
I don't know. What if you had an epiphany about, like, yeah, life or feet or cats or peanut butter?
I'm going to do it.
It's really liberating. Okay. You know what's cool about it is you don't talk for 36 hours.
Ah,
essentially,
that sounds nice.
Other
yeah.
than
no
just
talking is a really,
you know, yeah. not on purpose, but I just realized I checked in and was like, "Thanks, Travis. Thanks for the keys." And then I just like, it's like, "Oh, I just been thinking this whole time."
I love that. Okay, I'm gonna do it.
Okay, what do you love, George?
I love aloe vera juice.
What?
If you guys
what
have
is it tastes about, like?
It tastes like shit. But if you have stomach issues, aloe vera juice is really good for you.
Do you buy the big gallon thing that they sell at Trader Joe's? Inexplicably, why do they sell a gallon of aloe vera juice?
I have no idea. But no, I bought it online.
Got issues.
Yeah.
I've bought that gallon of aloe vera juice from Trader Joe's twice, thinking I was going to put it in smoothies. I had a sip of it, and I was like, "This tastes like antifreeze."
It's disgusting, but it's really good for your stomach.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'm into it. I like it.
What about you?
What do you love, Sarah?
Oh, what do I love? Shit. Oh God damn it.
Could be cereal. It could be.
I do love cereal a lot.
What's your favorite cereal?
Cheerios, man.
Cheerios?
You'd slow bone it? Honey nut or not?
I'll do any kind. Okay. I love all kinds of cereal. I'm an equal opportunity cereal lover.
Good for you.
You're a cereal monogamous.
Whoa!
Yeah, I am. I'm a cereal slut in a way, actually. But no, I actually don't eat cereal as much anymore. I've tried to like cut down on it, you know.
Treat yourself, man. Yeah.
I did. I had some Trader Joe's. Last week.
Raisin Nut Bran.
Fuck. Is that your favorite cereal?
Yeah.
If you could eat any cereal right now, quick, we're going to end on that.
Okay.
Raisin Nut Bran.
Raisin Nut Bran.
What would you eat? You had one
these
cereal.
Weird things called, what are they called? They're like corn. Like, okay, so you know oatmeal
squares.
Oh,
squares.
Those are
so good.
Yes.
There's the corn ones.
Yes.
And they are fucking delicious.
I haven't had those.
It's like eating.
What about Crispex?
Crispix is okay. It kind of gets stuck in your teeth too much.
I don't care.
Those oats.
We can piggyback in a moment.
Allie, what's yours?
Cracklin' Oat Bran is
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's like the Bentley.
That's
because it's so bad for you and it's so good.
It is?
It's to me, Cracklin' Oat Bran is so good. And also, life for life.
But like, also, like, if we're going to go like sweet, bad cereal.
Yeah.
Give me some fucking Fruity Pebbles.
Ew.
Too much.
Ew.
It's too much.
I can do it.
Not
it's
like
three bowls in one sitting.
I mean, I'm not saying I couldn't eat three bowls.
What about
I
life?
Could. That's what I just said. Life for life.
Oh.
I'll take life.
Just
life
enough
is
sweetness.
Just the right amount of sweetness.
Cinnamon life.
You guys, I'm so hungry.
Let's go eat. Hey, okay. Thanks for listening to Slumber Party with Allie and Georgia.
Where can we stalk you online?
Sarah Schaefer 1 on Twitter.
Who's the one? Why do you have to add the one?
Oh, because I'm an idiot and joined Twitter early. Like before it was a thing, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And at the time, AOL Instant Messenger was still part of my life.
Oh, so you used
and
that?
I used my AOL, thinking Twitter was going to be nothing.
Yeah. It's fun, though.
And for years, Sarah Schaefer was available because I looked up the Sarah Schaefer.
Uh-huh.
And like she didn't join until like 2 years after I did. So.
Oh. Wait, when does your album come out?
Well, when is this coming out? You know,
this week.
Well, it's probably out now. It's March 17th.
Yay!
It's called Chrysalis. I'm very, very proud of it.
Please, you guys, go get it.
Download it and leave a review if you like. I'm gonna do an experiment where I don't read reviews or comments. I'm usually just I read them. I don't care.
Don't read them.
I think I'm gonna try to read none and just if something really great happens, have someone. I learned this from Karen Kilgariff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She told me that she did this with her album, and I was like, oh, yeah, I should just, like, let someone give me the really good...
That's genius.
Yeah.
You know, if there is one. I'm not anticipating a whole lot of hype around this thing.
So many reviews. It's me. It's me again. I really like it.
New York Times Magazine review of it. You know, no.
I'll pitch it. I'll write it. Thanks. We actually, if you listen to this podcast, you can feel free to subscribe so you know when you have it, and you can rate it. And leave a review. We actually do read all
of
those.
But they're real nice. Thanks, you guys.
I read, that's what I'm trying to like get away from. Because it's just, I get too
Don't leave, or leave nice reviews. for Sarah's album. You can leave whatever reviews you want for this podcast, preferably nice.
I say leave nice reviews.
Please nice and rate it and subscribe. We're Allie and Georgia. You can find us on Twitter at allieandgeorgia.com, tweeting at 1:30 in the morning. Yay. About cat water. Thank you guys.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you. So fun.
I love cereal too.
Feral Audio.